This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States has passed another stark milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, while nearly 12 million people around the world have been infected. Worldwide, more than 547,000 people have died from the virus, while the number of deaths in the U.S. stands at more than 132,000. U.S. President Donald Trump demands schools reopen this fall despite coronavirus concerns by many. He's even threatening federal action against those that stay closed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Yesterday, the president insisted students need to be back in classes.
It's time to do it.
This morning, he tweets, may cut off funding if not open, without immediately saying what funding he'd cut off or under what authority. The president's been saying without evidence, Democrats are keeping schools closed to score political points before the election and not because of virus risks. He's arguing nations like Germany and Norway have reopened schools with no problems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wednesday, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water, disinfectants, and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law, approved by Congress, were, quote, against the public interest and unconstitutional, end quote, by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. As for his own health, President Bolsonaro says he's doing very well one day after testing positive for the